Tom Moyane wants the courts to instruct Cyril Ramaphosa to put him back into his job in the status that he was in before Cyril Ramaphosa fired him. He was suspended on full pay. And then Cyril Ramaphosa accepted the advice of an interim report of the Nugent Commission of Inquiry and fired Tom Moyane. And he wants the courts to reverse that, to go back to whatever the Latin phrase is for what, I don't know, Pierre de Fosse, you'll know. What's the Latin phrase? Anti quos, in situ. Yeah. I suspect that you're going to tell me that Tom Moyane has no chance of stopping Cyril Ramaphosa from firing him, but might he have a point that Cyril Ramaphosa should wait for the outcome of Tom Moyane's direct approach to the Constitutional Court?
I don't really know. It seems to me that this is very straightforward, in the sense that there has already been case law that says this kind of appointment and firing, that is not a normal employment situation. It's a appointment and a firing that happens in terms of legislation, where this legislation gives that power to the president. Then the president can actually remove somebody. So whether the court, it doesn't appear that Mr. Moyane is going to be able to prove to the court that there is a real right here that is being threatened, which might justify an interdict to be given. What he can hope for is at a later date to try and argue that he must nevertheless be paid out for the amount of money that he would have earned, because there's still an underlying employment contract. And he might argue that that contract has not been validly suspended. So there's a difference between the president's power to remove and the employment contract and the power to terminate that employment contract. So in the first case, he must show that he has a right that to not to be fired, and I'm not sure he's going to be able to do that, given that there is case law from the Constitutional Court to say so.
He has approached the Constitutional Court to have both a disciplinary inquiry against him and the Nugent Commission of Inquiry to have those struck off the roll, as it were, rendered ultra vires because of the wrong motives in establishing and so on. And Cyril Ramaphosa's right to fire him, which, as you and other constitutional lawyers have pointed out, is enshrined in constitutional case law. Is there not a case to argue that it would have been politic for Cyril Ramaphosa, it would have been legally wise for Cyril Ramaphosa to wait until that process finished before firing? Or does that approach not in any way impact on Cyril Ramaphosa's right to fire somebody like Tom Moyane?
Yeah, the way I read it, I might be wrong, but the way I read it is that it doesn't impact on that. And there's another problem, apart from the fact that it doesn't really seem to impact at all because of what the case law says. The other problem that Tom Moyane is facing is that I am not so sure that the Constitutional Court is going to hear the case, because they're going to say, why are you coming to us? Most of these matters are actually not stuff that we as the Constitutional Court should deal with directly. Go to the High Court first before we even consider the merits of the case.
And if that happens and he is fired and he's funding his legal bills himself rather than having the state do it for him, one wonders if that will give him pause or whether there will be kind benefactors, because it would be an incredibly expensive process, particularly if he were to be denied by every court he approached.
Yes. Also, given the fact that his chances of success, even if the court does hear the matter, is not... it's not a foregone conclusion, to put it lightly, because he's trying to make an argument that there are two processes and that these rights are being infringed, really, because there are two processes. But I think he's confusing the fact that a commission of inquiries, it's not like a court. It's not like a criminal case or something where you can have his lawyer argued that there could be double jeopardy, that you could have a decision on the same issue twice about from different judgments or different courts. court of law. It's a commission of inquiry that works in a different way. So I would be surprised. I mean, who knows what will happen in the court, but I'm not so sure that he has a leg to stand on.
Professor Pierre de Vos, thank you very, very much indeed. Yeah, I suspect that you're going to tell me that Tom Moyane has no chance of stopping Cyril Ramaphosa from firing him, but might he have a point that Cyril Ramaphosa should wait for the outcome of Tom Moyane's direct approach to the Constitutional Court?
I don't really know. It seems to me that this is very straightforward in the sense that there has already been case law that says this kind of appointment and firing, that is not a normal employment situation. It's a appointment and a firing that happens in terms of legislation, where this legislation gives that power to the president. Then the president can actually remove somebody. So whether the court, it doesn't appear that Mr. Moyane is going to be able to prove to the court that there is a real right here that is being threatened, which might justify an interdict to be given. What he can hope for is at a later date to try and argue that he must nevertheless be paid out for the amount of money that he would have earned, because there's still an underlying employment contract. And he might argue that that contract has not been validly suspended. So there's a difference between the president's power to remove and the employment contract and the power to terminate that employment contract. So in the first case, he must show that he has a right that to not to be fired, and I'm not sure he's going to be able to do that, given that there is case law from the Constitutional Court to say so.
He has approached the Constitutional Court to have both a disciplinary inquiry against him and the Nugent Commission of Inquiry to have those struck off the roll, as it were, rendered ultra vires because of the wrong motives in establishing and so on. And Cyril Ramaphosa's right to fire him, which, as you and other constitutional lawyers have pointed out, is enshrined in constitutional case law. Is there not a case to argue that it would have been politic for Cyril Ramaphosa, it would have been legally wise for Cyril Ramaphosa to wait until that process finished before firing? Or does that approach not in any way impact on Cyril Ramaphosa's right to fire somebody like Tom Moyane?
Yeah, the way I read it, I might be wrong, but the way I read it is that it doesn't impact on that. And there's another problem, apart from the fact that it doesn't really seem to impact at all because of what the case law says. The other problem that Tom Moyane is facing is that I am not so sure that the Constitutional Court is going to hear the case, because they're going to say, why are you coming to us? Most of these matters are actually not stuff that we as the Constitutional Court should deal with directly. Go to the High Court first before we even consider the merits of the case.
And if that happens and he is fired and he's funding his legal bills himself rather than having the state do it for him, one wonders if that will give him pause or whether there will be kind benefactors, because it would be an incredibly expensive process, particularly if he were to be denied by every court he approached.
Yes. Also, given the fact that his chances of success, even if the court does hear the matter, is not... it's not a foregone conclusion, to put it lightly, because he's trying to make an argument that there are two processes and that these rights are being infringed, really, because there are two processes. But I think he's confusing the fact that a commission of inquiries, it's not like a court. It's not like a criminal case or something where you can have his lawyer argued that there could be double jeopardy, that you could have a decision on the same issue twice from different judgments or different courts. Court of law, it's a commission of inquiry that works in a different way. So I would be surprised. I mean, who knows what will happen in the court, but I'm not so sure that he has a leg to stand on.
Professor Pierre de Vos, thank you very, very much indeed.